due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
And then you've got the Bellas. We all know the real reason they got to where they are. You all know the real reason. No, I am not done. I am not done. Stop trying to act like you are somebody, because you wouldn't be here if it wasn't for your old man.
Woo! I'm WWE superstar John Cena, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on Sports Radio 1280 WHTK. Listen and feel the pain.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for September 26th. Special day it is, isn't it? All right. Holidays today, real quick. International Rabbit Day.
Rabbit.
And Johnny Appleseed Day. Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's old... Oh, no birthdays today, too. I forgot one day. It's Batman Day. It is. You guys look at me like I'm lying. It's Batman Day.
Why is today arbitrarily Batman Day?
I don't know. There's got to be a reason why it's Batman Day. Maybe someone can call us and tell us why it's Batman Day. 222-1280-STAR-1280. But it is, and I want you to know we're brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. Join us. That's right. Join us October 25th for WWE's Hell in the Cell at Salvatore's at the garage door. 149 East Ridge Road, hosted by us, prizes and drink specials all night long. Starts at 8 p.m. That's October 25th. WWE's Hell in a Cell at Salvatore's at the garage door. You can pick up your own Pain Clinic t-shirt there, too, for $10 at the pay-per-view. Then you're not going to get them any other time. Only at the pay-per-view. So come join us and have a look. And thank you for everybody who came out to Night of Champions. It was a lot of fun. And someone won tickets to a certain live event that's going on today. What am I hinting at? Oh, yeah, we'll talk about that later. But also, join us at Salvatore's, too, 1 week from today for UFC 192. Going to have light heavyweight champion Daniel Cormier defending first defense of his title against Alexander Gustafsson, the guy who took John Bones Jones to the limit. And I almost beat him, and we thought he did. But so that's 1 week from today, UFC 192 at Salvatore's at the garage door. It starts at 10 p.m., so get there earlier than that. There's a $5 cover for UFC. Nothing for everybody else. No, there's a $5 cover for everybody else. What am I thinking? There's nothing for wrestling. You go to wrestling, there's never a cover for UFC to $5. Thank you. Come on out. And don't forget, we're also brought to you by Bill Gray's, home of the world's greatest cheeseburger. Check out one of their 14 locations. In town, our favorites in the Straw Museum of Play, and there's something for everyone at Bill Gray's. Find the nearest Bill Gray's to you online at
BillGray's.com.
Okay, I didn't want to do it this week. It was only Danny and I last week, so. One last thing, interested in roller derby, fancy yourself a skater. The job of being an official, more up your alley. Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact Bell at rcrd.recruitment@gmail.com and become one of us, the few, the proud Rock City Roller Derby. They do have a recruitment event going on today. Go to Rock City Roller Derby on Facebook to find out where, if you want to join. Please join. It's a lot of fun. Have a blast doing it. I want to send out congrats. Two friends of mine, Shockin and Farrah, are getting married today. And thank you. They've been up on the show both during the Roller Derby, so both being skaters. And they are getting married today, which is pretty cool. cannot wait to go check that out when I get off. But hey, welcome to the show today. There's a good chance that we will have a world champion on sometime before the hour ends. And if it doesn't happen, then I will tell you at the end of the hour who it was supposed to be. But I'm just throwing that out right now from the beginning. Let's talk a little bit. Thank you. I want to thank everybody for coming out to the Night of Champions at Salvatore's last week. We saw Sting get injured. That's one of the pieces of news I want to talk a little bit about before. Sting got injured, thrown into the corner post by Seth Rollins. Something went weird during that match. Remember watching it.
He said he took the corner the first time, and it didn't feel good, but he figured he would get over it. And then the second time, he just collapsed afterwards, and we were like, what the heck was that? And it almost looked like he had a heart attack, how quickly he fell.
Yeah, it was like he just stopped and stumbled.
And then he finished the match. Apparently it was the scheduled finish in the match. It just went to it a lot quicker than they were supposed to. And Sting might not wrestle again ever.
But now the question is now we were watching it. We obviously thought something was wrong with him. You could see his arms were like drooped down, like he was hunched over when he was walking. So, Danny, what did you think?
Well, I had, as I was watching it, yeah, I didn't quite know what was going on. I didn't know, again, Sting took some damage during that match. I mean, the two buckle bombs, the spot with the table. But what do you expect? I mean, I'm sure he's in great shape, but he's 56 years old. It's I hate to sound cliche and stupid, but it's a young person's game.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's also the repetitive stress on your body from the years and years and years of it. You know, and that doesn't look like an easy maneuver to take. You're going shoulders first into a corner, a turnbuckle in the corner. That's a lot of stress right on your upper shoulders and your back of your neck.
Yeah.
And so he finished the match. I mean, he's a pro. You know, I mean, remind me of kind of a little bit of when Stone Cold got dropped on his head by Owen Hart, and it took him a while to get off. I mean, it took, you know, Sting, the referee was talking to Sting and pulled him aside. They were discussing something, and obviously you could see his arms were still low, like he had no feeling in them or something. But I remember when Stone Cold had to walk it off when he was trying to get, you know, after he broke his darn neck pretty much, you know, in that pile driver. But Sting came back, finished the match, was a pro, and then kind of got helped out of the ring.
Yeah, the difference between the two matches is this finish looked a whole lot better than Austin's finish.
Oh, yeah, I know. His arms were curled up, and he just rolled them up. He did a schoolboy on it.
It was bad.
Yeah, so that was kind of scary last weekend, and it's really a shame. And Sting actually says he's not doing too bad. I mean, he came out, there's a lot of different things they talked about might be wrong with him, but he said he doesn't feel any worse than the aches and pains you get from any match. So I might just, and it happens in sports too. Stingers happen in football. You see guys who get knocked in the head, and
Aaron Williams had one last week for the Bills.
Yeah, that happens all the time, and then they just shake it off. And then sure, there might be residual damage, but it's those things that you can come back with from a week later. And Sting said the next day, he's like, "I was a little sore, but I felt pretty good. I feel pretty good now." So it's like, but that's the kind of thing that they're worried about. They don't like seeing. I mean, that's probably a lot what happened with Daniel Bryan, I'm sure. I mean, we never really saw how he got the concussion in Europe. Never really were told how it happened. We knew, I think it was against Sheamus when it happened. But so it could have been something as simple as that or the big boot and you just take it the wrong way. Our best goes out to Sting, and I hope it doesn't stop him from wrestling anymore. I mean, it's just, his last match against Triple H went, maybe he just needs guys who don't do these incredible, crazy maneuvers, I mean, you saw Seth Rollins pick Sting up from like a position on the ground. I mean, Seth Rollins is incredibly strong, and pick him up and just throw him into the corner. So it was a good match. And, I'm sorry it ended that way. You definitely could tell something was messed up. So 222-1280, star 1280 if you want to call us. You can text us at that number too. how well does garlic bread ship?
Hello, Artiste.
I was just looking at it. Yeah, I don't know, Rob. You got to come back to Rochester. Take a little couple days off. I know you got 60 games, but
I mean, I imagine they could assemble it and freeze it, so he would have to bake it once it got to him.
Yeah, they could do that.
It'd be a soggy mess if we did it all here in
Houston. Yeah, you put it on ice, and then ship it, Yeah, you can it reheats pretty good, so.
I find it hard to believe, though, that in the city of deep dish pizza, you can't find decent garlic bread anywhere.
Yeah. Maybe we get a call from the RTs. 222-1280, star 12. You can text us at that number, amongst other things. And, we did start off talking about Sting just because he is a WWE. He will be a WWE Hall of Famer. Probably next year. As soon as next year,
possibly. He's already a TNA Hall of Famer.
He is a TNA Hall of Famer. And I'm sure if WCW was still around, he definitely would be in that group. Maybe he'll be in the WCW wing of WWE Hall of Fame.
Is that adjacent to the celebrity wing?
I think
it's on the other side.
It's got to be a higher position. Celebrity
it's,
wings.
It's the darker side.
Celebrity wings in a janitor's closet.
Yes. No, that's WCW wing now.
Oh,
that's terrible. That's terrible. But
with Disco Inferno and La Parca.
Oh yeah, just the whole gang. Oh, I don't know if those guys would make it, but DDP would definitely be in there.
That's why it should be that in the janitor's closet.
Yeah, it's in the little mobile home that's out back behind the place. That's terrible. But so let's talk about some WWE's in town there. Okay, live events today.
House show.
Live event. House show. There, now get that one. Just three times. It's going to be in town today, and I'm sure everyone's going excited. If everybody's out there now, give us a call. Tell us if you've seen anybody go in. Because I know
a little early.
I don't know. I've seen fans out there early in the morning. I mean, they pull in. They got to be in there by, I think, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So they may be pulling in any time, you know.
And we did get a text here from someone that's going out tonight. Their back row floor seats. He says he's worried about his short fiance. Yeah, I'd be worried too.
Yeah, but you know what? When you're in the back row on the floor, you can stand up.
Yes.
Yeah, you can stand behind.
You don't have to worry about anybody behind you.
Yeah, you know.
You'll be fine.
Yeah, so you'll be down there. And I apologize if I'm in your way. I'm not a little guy.
Sasquatch, down in front.
I
never understood why people stand up in the front row. You're already as close as you're going to get. You're not going to see any better. Unless they're, like, directly in front of you in front of the barrier. If they're in the ring, sit down.
True. 222-1280 Star Toy is the number. We have Scott from Henrietta. Scott, how are you doing today, sir?
Well, you know, my kids are making their signs for tonight, and I really doubt my abilities as a parent. I don't think I've raised them right.
They're John Cena signs, aren't they?
At least one of them is.
Any New Day signs?
No, although I've been toying because they got me a sign, so I've been toying on what to put on it. I have a couple ideas. I want you guys to tell me which one you like. Okay,
we'll vote on this. Go ahead. Okay. It's a democracy here.
Hashtag LOL Cena wins.
Oh, that's a good one.
I was thinking about taking some duct tape and making KO.
Sure, I like that one.
I was also thinking play Final Fantasy and then flip it over and then say play Mario for when the New Day are in the ring and Xavier Woods gets the trombone so he take requests from the audience.
Do we have the New Day in town?
Yes.
Yes, they are.
At least that's what according to the website, they're on the roster for the show.
Oh, I am so excited if they're in town because I'm going to be right up in the front there.
I want to find, like, what are those obnoxious horns that they had at the World Cup?
The Vuvuzelas?
I want to get one of those and just be, like, doing New Day rocks. But I'm impressed that Scott knew that at the Night of Champions,
yes,
when they won, Xavier Woods did play the Final Fantasy victory theme.
It was great
when he
was playing Rusev's theme this past week on Monday.
Yeah, they are the most entertaining thing on that show on Monday night by far.
And then Monday night they did da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and I was like, I was sitting at home and my wife could not figure out why I was laughing so hard. She's just not a gamer. So, but yes, I have Lao Cena wins. I have KO. I have requests for New Day music.
How about dun-dun-dun-dun-dun? Can you do that one?
They said play Mario.
Yeah, play Mario.
They've done Mario.
Okay.
The last option I have was Cena loses or we riot. But I'm going to be sitting with kids, so I probably don't want to have that sign.
You'll notice from past experiences of being at these live events that when Cena comes out, suddenly the high pitch of the crowd gets a lot higher. It goes from, you know, boo, and then you hear women and children screaming. So I'll just say that.
I'm going to be next to one of those woos because my wife is just like, oh, we're going to go see John Cena tonight, and I'm just kind of holding my head in my hands.
What he's doing now?
Yeah. What?
Hey, I got confused. He said he's going to be sitting next to one of those woo-woo-woos. I'm like, Zack Ryder?
Zack Ryder? Yeah, no. Your wife's a woo-woo-wooer. So,
no,
yeah.
Zack Ryder's straight out of catering. Come on, he's not straight out of Compton. He's straight out of catering.
Are we getting Paige tonight too? I saw that PCB's.
It said Team PCB, so who knows?
But there's no P in PCB anymore.
That's
but
true.
Wouldn't it be awesome if you just dropped yet another wonderful pipe bomb? Because man, she's been on fire this week.
Got another message from someone. Why bring signs to a non-televised event? Don't encourage
Because it's fun, and the kids are never going to go to the kids aren't probably going to go to Raw for a couple of years. Although I sent you a message earlier this week, Cashman. This Monday is the anniversary of the Raw that killed the Jerichoholic Ninja, Nitro that killed the Jerichoholic Ninja.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. The
September 28th, 19
90-something, we had our Nitro here, and that was when Goldberg killed the Jericho-holic Ninja Mini Goldberg.
Yeah, and that's also the night that that the Ultimate Warrior was supposed to pop up out of underneath the
stage. A fan ran in, ruined it,
and he had to come out from the back. And then where he was supposed to come up through the ring is where Davey Boy Smith was body slammed on it, broke something in his back, ended up getting addicted to drugs, led to his unfortunately early demise.
You're a killjoy, you know that?
Sorry about that.
Way to bring it down, Cash.
Someone's been telling me that the last couple of days. I'm a killjoy.
Need a trombone. Wah, 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 wah.
Sorry, but that's kind of the whole... That's the things that, you know, you skew out of interviews when you hear from... You know, like I heard Davey Boy Smith when he talked about he was addicted in the hospital fighting addiction when he got fired. He goes, yeah, I was supposed to... I was in a match where the Warrior was supposed to come out from underneath the ring and some fan ruined it. And so I got slammed on the trap door open, and I go, wow, that was here. put the pieces together, kind of, you know. But Scott, we'll see you there tonight, right?
See you there tonight, guys.
Cool. Look for me, man. And remember that when you get there, you can actually text to the live event thing, and it'll show up on the bulletin board or up on the scoreboard and stuff. And you can put all sorts of funny messages, which we have done in the past. But give us a call. Tell us who you're looking for. Is anybody down there right now coming through? 222-1280, Star 1280. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back after these most important messages.
Was worried that I'd miss so much while I'd been away that it would be impossible to catch up. I mean, everybody here is so dang talented. I didn't want to drag the team down. But part of me said that this was the precise time to come back. WWE is on fire!
I, Jeffrey Nero Hardy, would like to say... You can't fire me because I quit. You can take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more.
Remember when you swore you'd never get married, never have four bedrooms and a minivan, and never have...
Twins? We're having twins?
And then never happens and becomes the things you never want to be without. For all the nevers you now want to last forever, State Farm is there to help protect them, with everything from life insurance to college savings and more. And that's the difference between just having insurance and having a State Farm agent. To find a State Farm agent near you, call 1-800-STATE-FARM or visit statefarm.com.
Every day, come to Palmer's, 900 Jefferson Road.
It's back! Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips, Salvatore's.com!
Saturday, the Buffalo Bulls return to Alumni Stadium to take on Nevada. Bulls pregame kicks off at 2:30 Saturday, only on Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
You are not fit to be the director of operations anymore. You're just not. No, you're not. And you know what? You're not welcome around me. You're not welcome around my WWE World Heavyweight Championship. Kane, I'm saying this. Look, I'm saying this as a colleague, as a friend, as someone who cares about you, Kane. You need help.
This is Chris Jericho, the hero of the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man, Richard Rich, here. I need to introduce the cast and crew. The Double D's in Studio B. It's DC Dan Cole, Danger Boy. A little KO.
You know, the only Double D's you don't want to get your hands on.
Maybe you do. Ladies might like those Double D's. Yeah. Hey.
Ew.
Hey, I want to know we're brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Don't Still Light Empire Culver. Sorry, I don't have any more tickets to give away to the show today. just got a call asking me if we had any more to give away. It's like, how would I get them to you, sir? The business offices are closed.
We've done that before.
I know.
Cash, just take an opportunity. Be like, yeah, I'll tell you what, I'll leave some for you at will call.
And then the hate mail emails start.
And guess what? They won't do it again.
You're right. You're right. And, you know,
Come on, let's see some heel cash.
Heel cash was starting last week, and it never really happened.
You need the cash stash back.
Yes.
Oh, you need
time for the cash stash to come back.
You need the alternate universe cash, man.
Yes.
Yeah, the one with the math mustache. Okay, well, welcome back to the show, and thank you for coming out to Night of Champions last week. Don't forget, we'll be out there for Hell in a Cell, which, what do you guys think of that ad, which I'm tired of seeing already, with Paul Heyman and the Brock Lesnar tour?
Terrible way to announce that.
Yeah, I know. It was like one of the first elements of the pay-per-view that told us what the main event of the next pay-per-view was going to be. You know, Brock Lesnar and Undertaker in Hell in a Cell, October 20th, whatever it is, 25th. So it's like, yeah. You know, it's crazy. But, yeah, but and then they show it like twice, two or three times during the pay-per-view. It's like, we don't need commercials during the pay-per-view. I don't mind if it was for the Hell in a Cell in general, but it was for his, you know, being, you know, the network stuff. Like, okay, he's going to be, yes, October 3rd, 1 week from today, I believe. Is it today? Yes.
Yep.
He's going to be, Brock Lesnar is going to be taking on the Big Show. Big Show cuts a promo during Monday Night Raw talking about a WWE Network event. It just didn't seem right. I mean, it's good to get the people to watch it. I mean, I'm more excited for every other match but that one on the pay-per-view, to be honest. I mean, on the network event next week.
It's going to be like the last Brock Lesnar match, where it's just there to have him to get a reaction. It's not for the match itself. It's Brock just needs to appear. That's all they want from him. And I do not understand announcing the rematch with Undertaker and having it so quickly when it looks like the original plans were for that to be a WrestleMania match. So I don't know what's changed.
Yeah, and it still could go that way.
I don't want to see him fight for a fourth time.
I know. Me neither.
What happened to once in a lifetime?
Don't necessarily want to see him fight for a third time.
No.
How's the Undertaker going to move around in the Hell in a Cell?
Yeah. Do we even know? Did they say, like, I kind of blacked out, but did they even say, yes, I know the match is happening at Hell in a Cell, but will it be one of the Hell in a Cell matches?
I think so. That's what they said. He'll meet him at Hell in a Cell, so I don't know. Yeah, it has to be. And I mean, you know, and then there'll be, what, two Hell in a Cell matches they usually do, right? Usually, and one will probably be the heavyweight title on the line, usually. It's got to be, unless they're going to put the Dudleys in there against New Day. I don't know.
No.
Yeah.
That'll probably, I would say table match, but with TLC 2 months away.
Yeah. It's a good time to sign the Dudleys, I guess, with all these great gimmick matches coming up that they're known for, you know?
Yeah.
I shouldn't say. Sorry, Dari, I know the Dudleys are coming to town today, too. You're going to see them in Rochester. I think they're taking on New Day today. It's not really that specific on their webpage. Not that specific, we'll say, of what's going on today. But definitely, you guys are excited about the crowd. Hopefully, we get a crowd tonight. Hopefully, you're excited about the show. Please text us or call us about us. Tell us what you're looking forward to. I mean, if Paige is in town, I'm excited. You know,
me too.
She's my favorite thing about the Divas show. So I mean, I can't. You know, that's
she is great, and part of me is happy she's having second thoughts about marriage. So
oh, is she? Oh, I saw that. She's
means I still got a chance.
Yeah, all right. Of course, you have to, you know, negate the one you're in.
No, I just moved to Utah.
Oh, okay. That's right. I forgot.
All are welcome.
Yes. You can do anything you want, too, apparently. You do anything you want there. Welcome back to the show. So we got the live event. If you're into it, Ring of Honor is going to be in Lockport tonight, Lockport, New York. Not that far from here, but it's actually before Buffalo. You got to get off before Buffalo and go a little bit north, and you're in Lockport. It's a beautiful little seaside town. Sort of, between here and Buffalo, and it's a beautiful day today, and they have a great lineup for their show tonight too. If you are going to that one, because they've got the main event's going to be Jay Lethal versus Stevie Richards. You might remember him from certain companies as ECW, WWE, TNA at one point. He was in all of them, but he made his name in ECW, and I think maybe that's what they're banking on. For him being in there, because it probably brings back bad memories of this area. Because when a certain wrestler Terry Funk, was it Terry Funk who was swinging the gate around and hit
put
him
the guardrail on his shoulders and swung it around and hit him in the back of the head.
Yeah, and pretty much broke his neck at that point. And well, nevertheless, he is Stevie Richards, by the way, also an employee of Diamond Dallas Page. He is a certified instructor of DDP yoga. And he will be wrestling Jay Lethal with Truth Martini tonight in Lockport, New York. The place is called the Keenan Center. Also, besides that, we got Adam Cole taking on ACH and Michael Elgin and Moose in a four-way, which is just exciting. We've never seen Adam Cole. I don't remember seeing him, at least. I'm pretty sure I went to a show that he was on before he really got the huge push there. Daniels and Kazarian are taking on the Briscoe brothers, former champion Jay Briscoe.
Briscoes, I believe, aren't going to be there.
Oh, they aren't?
They had a death in the family where they have to go to the funeral tonight.
Oh, do they?
I'm pretty sure ROH posted that earlier this week.
Oh, I'm looking at the official lineup from the on-sale page. You got the Young Bucks taking on War Machine. That ought to be interesting. We get to see a super kick party. Another one in New York. And then Roderick Strong versus Watanabe, you know. And the returning, and this is one thing I was going to bring in my news, the returning Kenny King and Rhett Titus are back together as ANX. Taking on Donovan DeJack and Jay Diesel with Truth Martini as HOT. And Kenny King, you may have watched on TNA this past week, wrestled an X Division match, lost, and apparently he quit the company right after that. And, I mean, this was taped, a month ago? I can't remember when the TNA taped.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
He quit, and he shows up on Ring of Honor TV this past week. So, remember, Kenny King got a lot of heat for leaving Ring of Honor. Remember that?
Yeah, because he had supposedly had a contract and then didn't sign it or something. All that kind of good stuff, and now he's back with Ring of Honor because he didn't like the way TNA was using him, and his whole group just kind of disappeared. So that's always fun. And I'm trying to find right now where it says that the Briscoes will not be in town.
Okay, well, while we're at it, we've got the phone call from Gary. 222-1280 is the number. We got Gary, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing great. Thanks for calling. What's going on?
Hey, two things. I've been watching New Japan. It's absolutely fabulous. Nakamura's crazy.
Ah, yeah.
He's absolutely crazy. I love to watch him. He's just so nuts on when he's on. I mean, he's just a great wrestler. And he's the typical, like the old days, he's not big and muscular and whatever, but he gets out there and he takes a beating and he keeps coming back and winning. He's amazing. And the other thing was the Keenan Center.
Yes.
Keenan Center played lacrosse there years ago, and they've got garage doors on the outside of the building. They can actually open them up if it's hot in the building. It's the nuts to play there.
Really?
Yeah, it's really a cool place. And I'm thinking about going. At what time is the show tonight?
Starts at 7:30.
Uh-huh.
And it's got a really nice card. I guess now that except for the Briscoe brothers are off it now, but you know, I was just getting to the bottom. Actually, you know, that is Scott. If you watch the show, she's like a manager and everything, but she'll be actually wrestling tonight. A girl named Sumi Sake.
Really?
Yeah. So and also Pepper Parks, local guy and a great wrestler too, is taking on Caprice Coleman. So it's going to be a great show. It looks like a lot of fun. And Ring of Honor always puts on a great live show. Wherever they are. So, and this is the closest they've come in a couple of years. We haven't seen, I mean, the last time it was in Hamburg.
Right.
And actually, that was a fun show, too. I loved it. Because we were hanging out with Jim Cornette. That was pretty cool.
Oh, that's got to have been fun. Listen, is New Japan still affiliated with them? Because they said now Jay Lethal is got two championships. I don't know. The last time I watched it was.
Yeah,
he's the TV champion and their heavyweight champion.
Yeah, he's the TV. Yeah, much like the guy who was in, much like Rollins, he's been walking around with two belts on his shoulders since their best of the world pay-per-view. So, yeah, and Jay Lethal, he deserves everything he gets. I'm waiting on his call. He's supposed to give us a call this morning to promote it.
Now, are they affiliated still with New Japan?
I think so. I see a lot of, you know, I see them still doing a lot of stuff. I mean, Nakamura was on the Ring of Honor show not too long ago, so.
Was that New York or something?
I can't remember because they tape them, so I have no idea when it was taped or where it was taped. But, yeah, I remember seeing him on the show, so.
I love to watch him wrestle. He is so funny, and he's just, it's because he doesn't look like a great big, you know, monster, but boy, could he wrestle like a madman and take such a beating. What do they call it? Strong style?
Strong style. And yep. He actually, funny that you mentioned that, he wrestled Roderick Strong. That's what I saw him wrestle. So,
really?
And Roderick Strong is a strong style wrestler, too, a lot of people say. So it's just kind of unique that it worked out that way.
I love New Japan. It's great. Hey, where's TNA? What happened to them? I don't see them on TV at all.
TNA, it's on Destination America, 9 to 11. I think it's like 147.
135, maybe?
135.
What night?
It's on. It's on. It's actually on
Wednesdays.
Wednesday nights at 9, and then at 11, the Ring of Honor syndicated show that we get here in town.
I noticed that it was on. That was on the last time I caught them. But it's on Destination America.
Destination, yes. Yeah, they're on right before. And actually, we're not. We got some news about that later, because there was talk of them possibly being going off Destination America soon. But we'll have some information later on the show on that. But man, thank you so much for calling, Phil.
Okay, it's good talking to you.
It's good talking to you. Enjoy that show tonight. Call us about it next week and tell us how it went.
Okay.
Cool. Thank you very much. All right. That's very cool. 222-1280, star 1280 is the number. Got the WWE in town. We got Ring of Honor.
Close to in town?
Yeah, close to 45 minutes possibly.
Something like that.
Yeah. So, you know, and
get off at 49 and go north.
Is that how it is?
Yeah, right up transit.
Right up transit.
And you're in Lockport.
Beautiful. So if you guys are so inclined to do that, I did mention a second ago that TNA, there's been all these rumors forever going about how they're done in September on Destination America. They're done.
It's almost the end of September.
I know. They're still on. In fact, what happens is Dixie Carter came out and actually talked with Sports Illustrated, and she said that TNA, the original deal with Destination America was for 39 Impact shows. They extended that. That would have reached October 7th, so they would have made it that far. But there's an extension that's been signed to carry them through February of next year. It would be dumb to throw away that half a million people or whatever it is, you know, that 400,000.
Whatever the number is or how small it may seem to you, it's still bigger than anything else Destination America draws.
I mean, even though they're probably bringing fans to the Bigfoot show.
Yeah.
You know, because they talk about it all the time during the commentary. Or the other shows, there's like a treasure hunter, ghost hunter.
There's a ghost hunters type show on there.
Yeah, so it's just opening people's eyes. And Ring of Honor follows them right up. So you get who knows, maybe Jeff Jarrett's kind of been written off of TNA now. I wouldn't be surprised if GFW, wouldn't appear on that station too. They have a working relationship with TNA, you know, a good one, so... But that was funny how watching TNA this week, there was like very few mentions of what happened in the last month or so.
Oh, the whole first segment mentioned about the
It was a recap, and then after that it was done. And then, you know, then it's like, okay, now we got to find out. We're going Bound for Glory. We got to get a main event match for Bound for Glory, which now we have a main event match. And I don't know, what do you think about EC3 versus Drew? What's his name again?
Drew Galloway.
Yeah, you know, or what was he named in WWE? It was
Drew McIntyre.
Drew McIntyre. Okay,
he's the chosen one.
The chosen one. Yes.
It's interesting. He looks like he could fit in with the Wyatts too, with that beard he's got going on now too. He has that full beard going on. But he's going to be in the main event of Bound for Glory in October, the next TNA pay per view. And Kurt Angle's coming back to wrestle, I think, Eric Young in that pay per view. I don't know if they announced that quite yet.
I don't think it's been announced yet. I think the only other match announced is Gail Kim versus Awesome Kong.
Yeah, and so they're going to be building that up over the next few weeks. But, to be honest with you, I know they don't get the huge amount of viewers, but it's not a bad show. I enjoy watching it. You know, a lot of people have problems with, you know, Josh Matthews being ringside, then all of a sudden being in a locked room talking with the Pope, and then all of a sudden he's ringside again. You know, I don't have a problem with that. It's a well-produced show. It's much better produced than I think it has been in the past. I mean, I do love the live ringside. It seems to, you know, be important in wrestling, and I mean that's what we're trained, at least by what we see every Monday night. You know, everything's got to be like that. But I don't have a problem with that. What do you guys think about the production values of TNA?
Well, I was watching this past week, and I had no issues with the production value. I mean, everything seems to be a lot smoother than it was in the past. They did have issues previously, and I mean, not recently, but we're talking years ago, and it didn't look nearly as clean as it looks now. Since they've gotten some of the good production crew. I mean, they got that one guy from WWE a couple years ago who really just cleaned everything up. I forgot his name off the top of my head. But, yeah, I mean, and this week was a pretty decent show. They had some good wrestling. They're setting up some interesting storylines. Anyone who knocks it is just knocking it because they're – and hasn't watched it is knocking it because they're a WWE fan.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, the thing is remember we had JB on and we talked about EC3 and about how – he's got star written all over him, and didn't seem to be able to do anything with him when he was in WWE. What was his name in WWE? Derek something?
Derek Bateman.
Derek Bateman, who actually had a title match, I believe, because he didn't win. He won something where he got to have a tag team title match.
Tag team title match. Wasn't he tagging with
Titus?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was his pro. I think it was his pro, but yeah.
I know he went on a double date with the Bellas and Daniel Bryan.
That's right. That's right.
It's a great segment.
By the way, this week on Diva Search, our Diva show, Total Divas, there, I'll get the name right eventually, there's this thing with Dolph Ziggler and Nikki. Have you seen that preview?
That's next week's season finale.
You know, the thing is I can't only think, but man, someone's writing this stuff because.
They are
We spent 3 years, 2 years watching her with John Cena and never once mentioning this guy. And then all of a sudden, your ex still has feelings for you.
But he's with Lana.
It's lame. Yeah, I know. What the heck? You know?
You can clearly tell the stuff that's scripted.
Yes.
And it's awful.
Yeah, and it's usually stuff that you look
at. All the Natty and Tyson kids.
Yeah, anything involving
that's
Natalia.
Not scripted. That's not
scripted.
No, that's not scripted. It's the stuff that you think they're going to get in trouble for the company that is scripted. Things that they should get in trouble for by the company. You know, we got Mario. Mario, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, I just called because I just heard you say about the Briscoes. I didn't know they weren't going to be in that card tonight. It's kind of a bummer.
Yeah, what was that?
Yeah, they posted it on, Ring of Honor posted it on their Facebook on Tuesday. The Briscoes had a death in their extended family, and the funeral is today. So
yeah,
they're missing the show
today. That's understandable because I was like, man, they don't wrestle anybody. Where else? Where the hell could they be?
True. And I mean, and, yeah. You know, I mean, and it was, just looked like it was a good tag match, too. They were going up against,
against Daniel.
Yeah, the Addiction. So who knows? But they'll put the Addiction against somebody. I'm sure there's another tag they can throw them together with.
Make it a three-way with the Young Bucks and the War Machine. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Oh, man. But Mauro, you're a huge Ring of Honor fan, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is pretty, you got Stevie Richards against Lethal in the main event tonight.
Right. Are you going to WWE probably, right?
Who knows? We'll see. But, you know,
all right, well,
thank you for calling, man. Give us a call next week and tell us how it went, okay?
All right. We'll talk to you.
Take easy, bro. Okay. All right. 222-1280 star 12 is the number. We got to take a break right now. Yeah, I don't know. See, the Page might make me want to go, you know, and also the New Day. How can you not want to go see the New Day? They're so entertaining, you know? But, I mean, Ring of Honor is like, you know, strong style. Everything's strong style in that company. So it's fun, you know. I mean, you get sweat on you. You hear the kicking. And, you know, you can sit real close, too, you know, and not have to take a double mortgage out on your house. 222-1280, Star Toys is the number. We got another couple segments here, but we're running a little bit late. Yeah, I kind of admitted I was waiting for Jay Lethal to call. He was going to call in this morning and promote the show in Lockport. Maybe he still will. He's still got a couple, 20 minutes before the end of the show.
All I'll say is at least they tried.
Yes.
At least they tried.
Yes.
I'll give them that. They made an effort to provide us somebody. Okay. What? Sour grapes? No, there's no sour grapes. But we will be back on the flip side. You're listening to The Pinkling on Fox Sports 1280.
It's not just about Roman Reigns. It's about Roman Reigns and Bray Wyatt. It's always been about you and I. It started here, so I say we finish it here.
Yes. And we will save the table.
Come on now.
Save the tables. Save the tables. Save the tables. Save the tables. Save.
All right, listen.
What?
You hear the ticking? The clock is ticking.
Tick-tock.
It's almost over. The battle of the brands. If Fusillo Hyundai and Fusillo Kia. Time is running out.
But there is still time to shop Fusillo Kia or Fusillo Hyundai. Huge selection of new Hyundais and Kias, plus pre-owned inventory to choose from. And there are still huge screen TVs to be included with your purchase or lease of any of those vehicles.
It's the final days, guys. Don't miss it, Rochester. It's Billy Fusillo, and I'm here myself. Any financing problems? I'm here myself. I can help you out. Come in. Now's the time. I'll tell you something. Snow's going to fly pretty soon. You owe it to yourself.
Got
to
get that SUV.
Reliable vehicle.
Got a lot
with
of
a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. And you know what you guys have in common, both Caroline and Tom? You both represent franchises that have 10-year, 100,000-mile warranties.
Yes, and don't forget all the different ways to finance as well during these final days of the Battle of the Brands. Log on to BillyCredit.com.
Or HugeKiaCredit.com.
And this man will go to work for you.
It's Rochester, it's going to be huge. Rochester, huge.
Hey, can I tell you about this new app? It's Brady, the True Car app, my new favorite app on my phone, because here's what you can do with this True Car app, right? You can build the vehicle that you're looking for if you're in the market for a new car. You build your vehicle based on the style, there's options, incentives, and then you get your...
What I'm capable of, every single person who stepped in this ring with me has paid the price. Did you see what I did to the icon, Sting, at Night of Champions?
I'm The Miz, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic. Listen and feel the pain, because I'm awesome.
So am I, so are we. Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman, Richie Rich. We are here. It's WWE live event day here in Rochester.
House show.
Yes. And
that's why we didn't get anybody.
Yeah, no.
Just saying house show, Danny.
No.
I'll take full responsibility.
Okay, good.
If it makes anybody feel better.
That's okay. They offered somebody up, and I couldn't do it. It was my birthday last Monday, and I wasn't around. I'm sorry.
You know what, Cash?
You know what? You're going to hold
my
birthday.
Suck it up. You'll get one next year. Yeah, you know, you only turned 29 so many times.
I know. You guys hold my birthday against me. And all right, let's go to the phones. We got Tim from Hilton real quick. Tim, how are you doing today, sir?
Oh, we're doing good. We're getting ready to head to the arena soon. We're going to go get some autographs, hopefully.
Tim?
And yeah.
Cool. Now, Tim, you thank you so much for everything you do for us. We'll see a sign of the Pain Clinic on Monday Night Raw.
You should be able to, yeah. I'm fourth row floor, right in the camera side, so
beautiful.
I think I'll be near the left ring post.
So the WWE guys who are listening will know where they should grab the sign from, okay?
Hashtag give the Pain Clinic a chance.
Yeah, no, I've held it up ever since. Nobody's taken it, so I've held it up for years.
I guess as long as they didn't say, wish Ben was here, that you can get away with that one. But
yeah.
Tim, thank you so much, man. I'm going to come whip by there before I take off here today, so you'll be down there when I go by. But yeah, we're downtown right now. They should be coming. I think they're coming by 1 o'clock for the meeting when they do house shows. I think they have like a time when they got to be in by to check in, and then they're allowed to go out and eat and stuff. And, you know, and so they'll be out wandering. I'm sure Dinosaur will be popular today, you know?
Yeah, I'm hoping to get some outside the arena earlier, you know.
Well, I can tell you
when they come in. So
say hi to our friend Luke Harper from us, man. Just say hey.
Oh, I will.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we'll bump into him too. I hope eventually.
If he's there, he might be in Cleveland.
He's in Rochester. He's in Rochester.
He's here.
I know.
Okay.
I know he's in town.
So, okay, great.
Cool. So thanks, Tim, man. You take it easy. We'll see you Monday night, okay?
All right. Thanks. Talk to you later.
All right. We got Bill from Rochester. Bill, what's up, buddy?
Hi. Long time no chat.
Sure.
Did I hear correctly that Taker is going to have yet one more match on the third on pay-per-view or on the network?
Not on
the third, no, at Hell in the Cell. He's also wrestling in Mexico, though, too.
Yeah, he's going on. He's actually tagging with Kane for like 3 dates in Mexico coming up in October.
Okay. Well, the reason I mention that is this may come as a shock, but he's a year younger than me, and he's 50. And I got to thinking... You guys, and especially with what happened with Sting, which was quite a scare, to say the least. When do they stop? I mean, wrestling is not immune to seeing its athletes going further than they should. It's happening in football. I could think of Jerry Rice going from San Francisco to Oakland to Seattle and Denver before calling it quits. And Muhammad Ali fighting one or two more fights than he should have fought.
Sure.
But you know, injuries accumulate like crazy in this business.
Sure.
And I got to thinking. You have, in the past year or so, several wrestlers, ex-wrestlers, who are either incapacitated or have died. Vern Gagne took many shots to the head, had Alzheimer's, and there was some rumor that he may have had chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Jimmy Snuka. Now we're hearing that he may have dementia.
Yeah, and it doesn't surprise me after meeting him. I think that there's legitimacy to that.
Right. And, Taker being 50, he's not the man he used to be. I mean, how many months have we been removed from Perro Aguayo's death?
Yeah. I mean, even think about Roddy Piper, too. I mean, a lot of stuff. Roddy
Sure.
Piper had, I believe it was an aneurysm that that caused him a stroke that led to his death. But it had, you know, a lot of people say that the life of a pro wrestler, you know, automatically takes subtract 10 years from your longevity. So, and it's tough on the body. It was like Sting, exactly what I thought. It's all the years of things he's done, and finally, someone, you know, he just, you know, his bones weren't, you know, he's not used to actually getting thrown into the turnbuckle, and the body didn't want to do it. You know, it fought against it. So. Stuff it happens. I mean, you know what it is? If Sting fought somebody who was a slugger and, you know, kept it on the ground the whole time and stuff, he would have been fine. Right. You know, not a lot of stuff like that happened in that match. You know, I mean, Seth Rollins does some crazy moves. You know.
Mm-hmm. My question is, you know, are we at a point, or are we near a point where someone, you know, and they talk about college athletes being giving advice on how to manage their finances so they don't have to wind up in a position where a lot of ex-athletes are financially. I mean, is there anything close to that point in WWE?
Well, these guys who are wrestling on WWE, like Sting and The Undertaker, are not the ones who you have to worry about needing to manage their finances. The Undertaker's set for life. Sting is set for life. They have investments and everything outside of the business as well. There are a lot of guys that do the indie scene, though, who do it because they need the money. But at the same time, when you see their matches, you're not seeing anything special. They're not taking buckle bombs in the corner and stuff like that, such as Sting was this past week and the such. But they're pretty much doing it for their – there's a lot of guys doing it for ends. Jimmy Snuka was probably one of the ones who probably shouldn't have been doing it nearly as long as he did. And I think he was up until like a year or two ago still wrestling.
All right. And one final thing. I know Rich had his birthday a few days ago. And October 10th is going to be a very special birthday. And I'll give you a hint who it is.
October 10th?
October 10th.
October 10th.
I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
7 years, 8 months, and about 4 days as WWF heavyweight champion of the world. Happy 80th to the living legend.
Bruno Sammartino.
You better believe it.
All right. Thanks for calling, Bill, man. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
All right. 222-1280, star 1280's the channel. I just want to throw out there, a friend of mine just called me from the box office. If you're going to the show tonight, you might want to get some tickets. There's not a lot of good ones left. I'm hearing it's almost a sellout here in Rochester.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow. But we're a B-plus city.
You're welcome. Welcome, guys.
Solid B-plus.
Yeah, B-plus. Thank you. You know, thank you, fans. I mean, this is going to be a great show tonight. If it's that packed.
That's kind of surprising.
You remember the last time it was almost capacity last time. So this is, and they considered that a very good, and I thought it was great, too. I think it was 7 or 8. That's what they're happy when they get that amount. So it's going to be a good Friday, a good Saturday night.
They don't
draw
that for some Raws.
Yeah, it's true. You know, you look at the attendance figures for like when they're on tour, we're pulling high numbers every time. So kudos to you.
If we had a bigger arena, we'd have Raw here all the time.
Kudos to you, Rochester, for showing that you are wrestling fans, and we got a break on that too. 222-1280, Star Toys the number. Get your tickets now, man. Go get them if you want to go tonight. And believe me, you can get $15 tickets still. So, you know, go get them. We'll talk to you on the flip side. Listen to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
See her hand?
What?
Just look at her
hand.
She comes in a little bit, look at her hand.
Yeah.
On her hand, she has Club One, Wall Street, Murphy's
All
Law.
All stamps on her hand?
Yeah, so she knows how to get from one club to another.
Caroline.
Hey.
Yeah, she's smart. Oh, smart God. Marketer. Yes.
Incredible. She's got the clubs on her hands.
She knows this is a battle. This is
a battle.
I'm going to bring this home for Kia, and whatever I got to do, if I got to get out there and talk to people one-on-one.
She fights in the trenches, Bill.
Right.
It's the battle of the brands, and we're getting down to the end here, right? Priscilla Kia, Priscilla Hyundai, Tom Caroline, and Billy Priscilla right here. Folks, you owe it to yourself. If you haven't stopped into one of our stores right now, get over here.
Do we have any of those huge screens left?
We do, Tom. Wait, I went out and had to buy another 200, but I got a handle.
Okay, good.
She laughed at me. She went over there. To the Best Buy with
We ran out. Now he had to go get more.
Yeah. You know what, folks? You purchased
the
lease.
Guess what was next door to the Best Buy? A little
Any vehicle.
Cocktail place so we had to have a cocktail.
Get a huge
order.
Screen.
It's huge, Rochester. I mean huge.
How much money do I need to retire?
When should my investments be aggressive? When should I play it safe?
We're Freedom Financial Planning.
Will I have anything to give to my kids?
Should I get a second opinion?
And we bring clarity to your financial life. Mike and Judy at Freedom Financial Planning are here to... Hey, this is Olympic gold medalist and TNA superstar Kurt Angle, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic. Oh, it's real. It's damn real.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman, Richard Rich, here with DC Dan Cole, Danger Boy, the Double D's in Studio B. I'm in Studio A. You're in Studio 2. I'm in Studio 1. We can change it any way we want it.
He said two.
We got to go to the phones. We got Dave from Henrietta. Dave, how's it going today, buddy? Get your tickets.
Hey, good morning, guys.
You got your tickets for WWE tonight?
I'm looking at them now. Based on comfort and stuff like that, the best seats are $115.
Really?
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Ouch. Ouch. Ouch.
But anyway, hey, regarding the Sting injury, I was wondering. I mean, aren't moves just getting harder and harder and just more forceful? I mean, other than the fact that, like, maybe these guys are stronger. But it just, I mean, the move sets over the years have just gone from, I mean, the, you know, Jake Roberts with DDT is, you know, that was the big finishing move. And now that's a setup move.
Yeah, he, in fact, he's complained about that in the past. He went and actually evaluated everybody's DDT and saying how bad they were. He hated China's, though he, you know.
Everybody hates China.
Yeah, but he hated, you know, he went through all the DDTs and said, that's bad, that's, no one does it like I do it. And
well, if you remember early in the 2000s, the moves got, when the height of the TLC era, Attitude era, everything was going crazy, and then they dumbed it down. And they started slowing things down, and it's only recently they started letting them do the more high impact moves again. Like the buckle bomb was something you would never seen 5 years ago.
And well, I mean, the buckle bomb also has come around, become very popular amongst a bunch of people, and it's also what they're doing now too with the apron moves.
Yeah,
you know, which are a little bit, you know, I mean, it doesn't look as high impact as like, but being on the edge,
it's a lot stiffer over there.
Yeah, but being on the edge, it's closer to the people, closer to the cameras, and so they like stuff like that. But you're right, there's a lot more dangerous stuff and. You know, I mean, the good old days of being a brawler, you know, is probably the safest wrestling position. You get someone like Ryback who brawls all the time and does like a long suplex. You know, I mean, believe me, the guy is great out there, but he's not going to be taking buckle bombs. You know, I mean, he's too big to do stuff like that. You know, so
right.
You know, I guess it pushes you towards being more of a brawler. I guess it's at least a safer, you know, wrestling position.
Well, and Chris, I mean, you would have thought. I mean, I know they wanted to Sting for the heavyweight championship. You know, for the match, but you would have thought that, you know, if they stuck him with something like John Cena, that would have been a safer match for him, necessarily. And, I mean, they gave up on Waller wrestling after he was 60, and Sting was 56, you know. I mean, there's not that much of a difference. And plus, like, these moves have been perfected over the years. So everybody knows how to take, I mean, other than the Owen Hart power driver, but, I mean, everybody knows pretty much how to execute these same ones that have been going over and over and over. And they've withstood the test of time as far as their practice safety and how you, you know, how the person delivers it and how the person accepts, you know, accepts the move being done to them versus all these new moves. You don't really have the background behind what exactly the long-term effects are going to be for, you know, like a buckle bomb and stuff like that because it's new, because it's hot, it's fresh.
Well, the buckle bomb. Buckle bomb's not that much incredibly different than being whipped into the turnbuckle. You're running full speed and hitting. It's like a car crash on your back every time you take a corner. Sting took the move right. It's just his body gave out. It wasn't necessary. There was nothing wrong with the move. It's not that dangerous of a move as long as you take it right. He took it right the exact way he's supposed to, the same way John Cena took it in the match before him. It is the fact that he was 56 years old, and over the years, your body takes a beating. But it's pretty much the same impact as taking running full speed and hitting the corner.
Yeah, and remember, there's a cushion there, too, that he lands on.
You don't get that cushion.
The ropes and the cushion there, really, I mean, the ropes give when he hits them and stuff, and there's cushion. So, I mean, it's just that the way he hit with his two shoulders and his, you know, the way they pushed in when he landed, it affected him that way. But
not only that, too, I would imagine that being a part-time wrestler, you're not as conditioned to taking these bumps night after night after night after night.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I'm doing it once every six months.
Wrestling once every 6 months.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Dave. Sorry to cut you off. We're running out of time. You know, we really didn't touch much news. Pat, this past week, Earl Hebner was announced as going into the TNA Hall of Fame.
Damn right he did.
As well as WWE is going to have, on the October 19th Raw, we're going to have Steve Austin, The Undertaker, Ric Flair, and Shawn Michaels all on the show. Got some star power going on there.
And Brock Lesnar's going to be on that show, too, because he's doing the podcast with Steve Austin afterwards.
That's right. That's right, Brock Lesnar.
And it's the night before, or it's the Raw before.
Remember I said, if there's anybody I want to hear a podcast, I want to hear Brock Lesnar, or I want to hear people that, you know, I don't want to hear the regular guys. Paige was kind of a fluke because they were going to do Hogan, and they ended up having to go with Paige.
Yeah.
Other news, that's about it for this week, man. But please give us a call next week. Tell us how you, what kind of fun you had the show. Come up and say hi if you see me. I'm going to be in the Pain Clinic t-shirt. You know, it's pretty obvious. It says Pain on it.
With the Where's Waldo cap.
Yes. Yeah. I may be in my Where's Waldo costume for a little bit, too. I'm going to a cosplay wedding. So, and I'll immediately run up there after. That'll be fun. But thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk next week. You got to call us next week with your close encounters as well as tell us what you think of the show. Thank you, Dan. Thank you, the Danger Boy, and I'm out of here. Listen to us. Check out our webpage, feelthepain.net. We're out of here.